a legal question that needs an answer? Listen out to Chester's D Radio to hear from Oliver & Co solicitors on The Legal Show. Their team of experts can help.
This is Chester's D Radio. It's Thursday morning, the first Thursday of the month. That means it's The Legal Hour with Oliver & Co. And I'm pleased to say Claire Critchlow is with us this month. Morning, Claire.
Morning, Gavin.
Your first time on, isn't it?
Indeed, yes. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're more than welcome. You're in the family department at Oliver & Co. So what does that actually cover?
Yeah, my name's Claire Critchlow and I am a family solicitor in the family department at Oliver & Co. So we cover a variety of different legal areas specifically related to family matters. So we deal with divorce or separation. If you have financial issues to settle, whether you are married or living together, you know, with your partner. And if you have any issues regarding your children, we can help you with that. If, say, you're embarking upon a marriage and you want to enter into some sort of financial agreement, referred to as a prenuptial agreement, we can assist you with that. And I work in a team with two of other colleagues, and we have over 40 years of experience dealing with family law cases.
And I would imagine you're fairly busy. Are you a fairly busy department?
We are very busy, yeah. Peaks and troughs in terms of, you know, that we have busier periods and quieter periods, but absolutely, you know, it's a shame, but people are always going through, you know, difficulties, and, you know, we're here to help at any point of the year, yeah.
You mentioned prenups. I mean, this is a fairly new thing, and I think it probably originated in the States, where most ideas like that do. Are they becoming more popular?
Absolutely. I think, you know, people now are, you know, a bit more careful about entering into, you know, a marriage. And, you know, sometimes if they're entering into a marriage and they will have assets that they want to protect, then, you know, a prenuptial agreement can assist them in terms of, you know, deciding upon what would happen when, you know, if ultimately you did divorce, what would happen with your, you know, pre-existing, I suppose, wealth. So they are, we do get, you know, quite a few inquiries for prenups, definitely.
It's sad, isn't it? But sensible, I suppose.
Yes. Sad but sensible. I mean, they're not actually legally binding in you know, England and Wales. They're just persuasive evidence if, say, the marriage did break down. But I'd say, you know, it's always worth, if you're thinking about it, have a chat with a solicitor and, you know, we can help.
Absolutely. Right. Claire Critchlow is from the family department at Oliver & Co. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about divorces. It's quite a minefield, isn't it?
Absolutely.
We'll come back to that in just a second. This is Chester's D Radio. It's our Legal Hour, and from Oliver & Co, Claire Critchlow, a solicitor in the family department, is with us. As you heard before that song, we had a brief chat, and I can't believe, I promise you, I did not choose that song on purpose. Before we go on to talk about divorces, that was called Don't Marry Her. It's just one of those mad coincidences. Yeah, it's a sad reality of life, isn't it, that a considerable number of marriages do sadly end in divorce.
Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, the most recent figures, Gavin, from 2021 are that 42% of marriages sadly do end in divorce. And, you know, I think that's up, especially since COVID as well, where it was a bit of a pressure cooker situation for couples that maybe were experiencing, you know, difficulties, and they weren't able to then leave the house and have a bit of separation. So, yeah, it is sad.
Yeah, 42%, that's nearly one in two marriages end in divorce. Good for you guys, I suppose, solicitors.
I mean, I suppose it keeps us busy, but no, it is very sad, especially because, you know, when a client comes to us, we're dealing with them really at probably the most difficult time of their lives. And, you know, it's obviously not a nice thing to go through, but we're here to help if, you know, sadly a marriage is breaking down.
And I think the rules for getting divorced have changed, because they were the same for a long, long time, that there had to be certain grounds, and most of that's been scrapped.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what's changed?
So for hundreds of years, you know, the only ground for divorce is that the marriage is irretrievably broken down. And that is still the case. That is the only ground for divorce. But previously, under the previous law, you used to have to give a reason, Gavin. So it was either, you know, adultery or unreasonable behaviour, 2 years separation, 5 years separation. So there was a variety of different factors that you would then apply to the divorce. And it meant that really it was focused on one party's fault. And, you know, I'm sure you'll probably agree with me. Usually if a relationship is breaking down, it isn't really just the fault of one party. Usually there are other different factors. So now it is, you know, a no-fault divorce system, really, whereby you haven't got to give a reason. It's just that the marriage is irretrievably broken down. And the idea is it's to make divorce a lot more amicable between, you know, a couple that are separating, especially if they've got children. You know, it's to help in all of those kind of ways.
I suppose an argument for you know, how it was previously, you had to have, I think, if there was no adultery and no unreasonable behavior, it was living apart for 2 years or 5 years, wasn't it? And I suppose that was perhaps instrumental in getting some couples back together again before they actually did get divorced.
Yeah, potentially, yeah, exactly. If they were, wait, you know, and that's
gone now.
Yeah, but that is completely gone. Yeah. And, you know, and even now, so previously it used to just be that one person would apply for divorce. You can now actually submit a joint application for divorce. So if you're an amicable husband and wife, husband and husband, and you think, oh, you know, that the marriage is broken down here, they can apply together, sure, which is a change as well.
And if you're not amicable, the one that wants to get divorced can just start proceedings, and the one that is not so keen has really got no choice in the matter.
Absolutely, yeah, and that's pretty much it. I mean, the person that responds to the divorce application needs to acknowledge that they've received the application to the court, and there are ways around that if, say, they do try and, you know, ignore the divorce application, you know, that there are ways that we can help. But yeah, absolutely, that's the way that it will go.
Has the process sped up as a result of this?
It's actually slowed down, so there's now, following the divorce being applied for, you know, through the court, and it's now all online, it's on an online court portal now, and there is then a 20-week consolidation period whereby nothing really happens with the divorce for 20 weeks. The idea, I think, behind it is, you know, if, say, a couple decide that, oh, no, we actually don't want to get divorced now, they can retract the divorce application quite quickly. So it's a bit of a cooling-off period, I suppose, Gavin, that's what you'd refer to it as. So it's a bit longer, and I'd say, you know, ultimately, from start to finish, it maybe is 4 to 6 months for a divorce to be finalised.
So if somebody contacted you today to say, right, we want to get divorced, please, it would be done and dusted by Easter.
The divorce process, yes, yeah. But in terms of usually, and I know we'll talk about this a bit later on, the finances and dealing with financial arrangements usually would elongate that process, yeah. And, you know, that's can be an issue.
Well, that's the fun bit, and we'll come back and we'll talk about that. And this is Chester's D Radio. Claire Critchlow is still with me, solicitor in the family department at Oliver & Co. We've talked about divorces a little bit and the new process that's been in for just a couple of years. Obviously, when, sadly, a marriage breaks down, there's usually always financial implications, I suppose, mostly surrounding the property, the house that the couple lived in and, in a lot of cases, jointly owned.
Absolutely, yeah. So whilst the divorce process is quite simple, usually where, you know, clients are coming and speak to us, usually where things get a bit tricky is when they're trying to resolve the finances, because, you know, usually, generally speaking, you know, an average marriage, you may have bought a family home together, there might be savings that you've accrued together, pensions, you know, you've worked in a couple of different jobs or the same job for a considerable period of time. You know, all these kind of things need to be taken into consideration and looked at and divided upon a marriage breakdown.
And where would you even start?
It's, of course, you know, and I think it's difficult, especially when you're going through such a difficult time, to think, oh, my relationship's broken down and now I've got to think about all these other things that I've never thought of before, and, you know, all the finances, how am I going to survive moving forwards, etc. If you can have, you know, sit down, and if you and your spouse are quite amicable, if you can sit down, have a conversation between the two of you and say, look, this is what we've got, let's try and reach some sort of agreement, you know, that'll work for everyone, I suppose. That is, you know, the best thing, and definitely, you know, a starting point.
Does that happen often or not?
It does, absolutely.
Does it?
Yeah,
more often than you might think, perhaps?
Yeah, more often than you think, and we do get a lot of clients that have reached, you know, an agreement with their spouse, and they just want us to help them with recording that into an agreement, which we can then submit to the court for the court to approve. So that does happen, but of course, Gavin, as I'm sure you appreciate, sometimes marriages don't break down and they're not amicable when they break down, and because of that they sometimes do need some further assistance. So for example, it might be that they want to go down a route of mediation. So a mediator is an impartial third person who would help the couple hopefully talk through what issues they've got and reach a financial agreement. If, say, mediation isn't suitable, then I'd say, you know, come back to us and we can assist them. And what we would advise them to do is to disclose financial information and exchange that with their spouse in hope that we can then reach an agreement, you know, through solicitors. Ultimately, if you can't resolve matters amicably, either, you know, through mediation, through discussions between the two of you, or through solicitors, then you can make an application to court, which is a last resort, but the option is there if parties need it.
Right, okay. I suppose usually, I'm guessing this is still the case, if there's children involved, the half of the couple, I suppose, again, usually but not always, the mother will probably get to keep the family home, because they'll, you know, you need that environment for the children, and so the person that's leaving, that's walking away, that's moving out, again, usually the man but not always, will have to find somewhere else to live.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes the court's first consideration is, you know, are there any children of the family, and you know, if the can be the case that the mother or the father can stay in the house with the children, then that is something that, you know, can be agreed. But it is all really about agreement and also looking at the full matrimonial pot, I suppose, in its entirety to see, you know, how you can resolve matters.
Right. And we mentioned briefly prenups before. You said they're not legally binding in law over here. Are they at this point in a breakdown that's not amicable? You know, are they any use at all, really?
Yeah, no, I'd say they are. I mean, they're definitely persuasive evidence for the court. You know, if the court is looking at how to divide the finances and there's an agreement there that says this is what the parties wanted to do if they did separate, then it is, you know, it's evidence there. And, you know, we'd always advise anyone that enters into a prenup to get that updated, you know, on a 5-year basis. So if anything does change, the agreement is as up to date as possible so that if the marriage does break down, it is even stronger evidence to say that is what should be upheld when dividing the finances. So, you know, I think if you're thinking about having a prenup, have a conversation. It might not suit your situation. But I'd say that they are, you know, helpful, and there are more cases that are coming out, you know, in the higher courts that say that, you know, they are being relied upon much more within court proceedings.
And I suppose they're used more by older people getting, I don't mean old people, but older people getting married, perhaps for a second time, who may have bought a house on their own or accrued quite a nice savings pot or pension pot on their own.
Absolutely, yeah. We usually have people that make inquiries for, you know, entering into a prenup if, say, they have, you know, pre-acquired assets, usually through maybe a previous marriage, and if they are a bit older and then getting married and they've got wealth that they want to protect. Sometimes it's even to protect it for their children when they, you know, sadly pass away in the future. You know, all of those kind of things can be brought into the prenup.
Yeah, because that's another issue, isn't it? People getting married later in life may have had children with other partners, so they could be getting married and have 4 or 5 children between them, but they are not both the parents of any of them, so you'd perhaps want to protect what you've already earned there for your flesh and blood, and they might want to do the same for theirs.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's not nice putting it in these terms, but, you know, it's how it is.
Absolutely.
If things go wrong,
yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah. And the other thing I mentioned, because I've got a dog and she's the apple of my eye, dogs, you know, pets generally. Do you ever get asked, you know, I want the dog, no, I want the dog. Where do we stand in law as regards that?
Absolutely, you know, dogs are very important. It's almost like a child to some people,
100%.
Probably most.
Yeah.
But sadly, you know, a dog is viewed, it's called a chattel, so it's the same as basically a wardrobe or a sofa. It's just an asset that needs to be divided. We have, you know, couples that come to us sometimes, you know, and maybe they co-parent the dog. So it's a bit of a tricky one, really, that there's not really, you can mediate to try and reach an agreement, but ultimately it's just viewed as an asset that needs to be divided.
Right, okay. I would say if you don't use your pets or your children as weapons or bargaining chips in a breakdown of relationships. It's not fair on either, is it really?
No.
Okay, well, look, it's been great to meet you, Claire. It's always a difficult topic to discuss, and we've done it, you know, with different colleagues of yours over the years. But it's one of those that does need addressing.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, if it does happen, it's better to know where you're at and to know that the rules have changed and the laws change. So how do we get in contact with you?
So in terms of if you want to, you know, get in contact with us, you can contact the family department directly. So our number is 01244 662129, or you can contact the office on 01244 312 306. We offer an initial free, no obligation initial appointment with one of our family solicitors. So if anyone has any, you know, queries or anything that they want to discuss, you know, definitely get in contact with us and we can sort you out.
And, you know, they can come in on their own, or if it's an amicable breakdown, they come in as a couple, could they?
For the divorce,
absolutely.
Yeah. No, that's something that we could assist them with. But yeah, they just get in contact with us and, you know, we can help.
Great to meet you, Claire. Thank you very much.
Thanks
for coming
for
in. Claire Critchlow is a family solicitor at Oliver & Co. And you can contact her department directly by calling 662-129.
Got a legal question that needs an answer? Listen out to Chester's D Radio to hear from Oliver & Co. solicitors on The Legal Show. Their team of experts can help.